The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
And that's exactly what it is. I decided to cross over earlier because we do have some breaking news and a number of issues we wanted to unpack this afternoon. Hopefully we can get through all of that. Joining us now on the line, spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation, Rolene Marks. Rolene, good afternoon to you. Thanks again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. I was going to say Shavua Tov, but for us in Israel, we are already into the Shavua. It's Israeli Tuesday. So let's go straight to the United Nations. Mm-hmm. We do have some breaking news. The United Nations Security Council has voted and demanded an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip, especially for the month of Ramadan, and for the first time the United States has abstained. So what does this mean? Mm-hmm. This means, according to the ambassador from the United States to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, she says the meaning of the resolution passed is that a ceasefire in Gaza must be part of an agreement to release the hostages. In other words, no ceasefire unless we have the immediate and unconditional release of the hostages. We cannot forget it is day 171, 171 days since the start of this war. We cannot forget how this war started on the 7th of October with the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, and Israel now at war with Hamas. And I want to stress, Israel at war with Hamas and not the Palestinians.
Interesting how this is going to play out. Looking forward now to the reaction on that, Rolene. At the same time, we have this breaking news about UNRWA. Israel will stop working with this agency in the Gaza Strip. This is also breaking news. It's just been firmly declared.
Well, this is according to the government spokesperson, David Mint. He says Israel will stop working with the UNRWA, that's the United Nations Relief Works Agency in the Gaza Strip. He says that UNRWA are part of the problem and we will now stop working with them. We are actively phasing out the use of UNRWA because they perpetuate the conflict rather than try and alleviate the conflict. Now, this goes into a story you and I were discussing off air, which is the spat that is developing between the United Nations and the State of Israel. The United Nations and various agencies like UNRWA, like Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus for their World Health Organization, all, Michael, tweeting out the same picture of the same little Palestinian girl, which to me is exploitative of this little girl, accusing Israel of withholding aid. Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, over the weekend saying that Israel is withholding aid. We actually shut the crossings for Shabbat. And now COGAT, which is the unit responsible for ensuring humanitarian aid enters the Strip, emphatically saying that that is absolutely not true. In fact, they have given a detailed response, how many trucks go in, what those trucks have, footage of that, and they've actually said in a thread on X earlier today that UNRWA for 6 weeks has not requested any convoys, that they are having to use private sectors, other aid agencies, other UN aid agencies to disseminate aid. But only in the last 3 days has UNRWA sort of said, okay, we'll need some convoys. Now, in addition to aid coming in via trucks, and we know very, very well, in fact, UNRWA said it at the beginning of this war and quickly deleted their tweet. But, you know, the internet, once it's out there, it's there forever. And when it comes to UNRWA, we are not above taking screenshots. It said that Hamas is looting, they're taking the aid, which we have on record from Palestinian civilians as well. So Israel looking at other ways to disseminate aid, but now saying emphatically, we will not work with UNRWA.
And incredibly, with these reports, the United Nations, I was speaking to a guest earlier on, the United Nations not believing anything what you've just said.
Well, Are they believing or are they part of a Hamas propaganda strategy? That is the question that we are certainly asking ourselves here in Israel. President Biden is aware of how many trucks, how much humanitarian aid goes in, as is Foreign Secretary David Cameron, who also made the accusation that we're causing widespread starvation. Is it pandering because it's the election year and speaking to a base, so they are perpetuating this kind of Hamas talking point, but we have the complete opposite coming from our guys on the ground, supported with footage, supported with the staff that say or give an entirely different story. I think what people need to do is go onto the COGAT website and follow on a daily basis how much aid is going in, who's distributing what, and you can see that for yourself.
Incredibly, the United Nations, you've just outlined the go to the COGAT website and they're seemingly unaware of that. They can't seem to press that app button.
It's unbelievable, and COGAT has said you seem to be unable to use the tools that we give you. In fact, they've been called outright as lying with regards to humanitarian aid.
Rolene, let's stay in Gaza for now. Hamas, the Al Jazeera now has admitted the story of IDF rapes in Gaza hospital are fabricated.
Well, this is a huge story today, as you can well imagine. Al Jazeera, based in Qatar, largely seen as the mouthpiece of Hamas. I know many people watch Al Jazeera, but they are considered the mouthpiece of Hamas, ran a story yesterday accusing Israeli soldiers of allegedly raping women during the incursion into Shifa Hospital. That is still underway. In fact, the IDF just moments ago sending an update through to us journalists saying that what they have found in the MRI complex and maternity ward now are more Kalashnikovs, grenades, explosives, mortars, and magazines. I mean, it's just, I don't think we can call Shifa Hospital anymore. But let's go back to the story, which of course is creating big headlines and getting a lot of traction here in Israel. But they've made that accusation. Now, a former director of Al Jazeera, Yasser Abu Halila, has tweeted out earlier today. He says that it's revealed through Hamas investigations that the story of the rape of women in Al Shifa Hospital was fabricated. The woman who spoke about rape justified her exaggeration and incorrect talk by saying that the goal was to arouse the nation's fervor and brotherhood, and that there was absolutely no evidence to support allegations of rape. Then he adds onto that, as if more than 30,000 martyrs, 90,000 wounded, and a million displaced people and comprehensive destruction were not enough.
Interesting. Now Hamas is even verifying that. I wonder if the United Nations is going to wonder what else can Hamas verify, given the stories that have transpired until now, Rolene. We can unpack that another time. But for now, we're looking at this hostage negotiation status. I've been having a chat about this earlier on. Take us through this negotiation process as it stands right now, Rolene. Your thoughts on that?
Sorry, just in, we do have breaking news.
Okay.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has cancelled the delegation that was due to visit Washington. He did threaten earlier today that if the United States does not veto the UN resolution, he would be cancelling the delegation of Ron Dermer, COGAT, Tzachi Hanegbi. We spoke about it last week. Breaking news, he has just cancelled the delegation's trip to Washington. This is going to raise a lot of questions in Israel. Can we afford to anger the United States, our most important ally?
Indeed. Okay, let's see how
but
that
let's go back to
transpires.
The
sure.
Let's go back to the negotiations. I tell you, what a day for news.
Yeah.
But negotiations, which started on Sunday, are underway in Qatar. And given a 50-50 chance. What we do know, and again, none of us are in the negotiating room, so unless you are in the negotiation room, you don't know the exact details. But what we do know is that Israel has said we are prepared to release 800 Palestinian prisoners, over 100 of which are convicted terrorists, in exchange for 40 hostages. There is also some thought that Israel may start allowing for some Palestinians to return to parts of the northern Gaza Strip.
Okay. And Roland, you'll recall a story last week. I did mention we need to just have a look at this because we're arriving at a point now. Well, it's ongoing war. Looking at sentiments, looking at opinions. In this case, the majority of Palestinians would still vote for Hamas. The question is why? A poll was taken. Well, what are the underlying reasons? What is the motivation for wanting Hamas back at the helm? What were the findings there?
Well, this is a very interesting question because in tandem to that poll, we also had a poll that says more Palestinians support a two-state solution. So are we seeing a two-state solution with Hamas as the governing body of a Palestinian state? What are we seeing there? I think what really shocked many Israelis and has really pushed the peace camp away is how many Palestinian civilians on the 7th of October supported the attacks, the level of barbarity and deprivation. And yes, we have heard Palestinians say they don't agree with, you know, killing babies and raping. They still did support the attacks. Are they agreeing or saying they want Hamas to stay in power because they're not confident Hamas has been defeated enough? Or do we still have a ways to go in terms of de-radicalizing the Palestinians, that they understand that the way forward is not going to be lie with Hamas and the genocide of the Jewish people and the eradication of the state of Israel? That's not going to happen. And I think one of the reasons why we're seeing the Abraham Accords still holding strong, still having legs, is that the Abrahamic partners who don't want this radical ideology in the region want to be able to play a part in de-radicalizing the Gaza Strip when we start talking about the day after.
Indeed, that's where we stand, Roline, with the Abraham Accords. We will be discussing that hopefully in not too distant future. Also, perhaps tomorrow we can unpack, because we've just about run out of time, South Africa's foreign minister calling on the ICC to arrest Netanyahu. Let's unpack that tomorrow. For now, let me leave you with this parting remark from Roland, who says the US abstained. The sooner President Trump comes back to office, the better. That's from Roland. Roline, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Roline Marks bringing us the latest on what's happening in Israel right now.